Hi, I'm the Strategist Cowboy. This week's first contestant is an extremely high ABV Imperial Stout from the American brewery Connecticut Valley Brewing Company in Connecticut, between the state of Massachusetts and New York. I set it up against itself. The beer's name is Bravo Tango.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Our first contestant this week is the Imperial Stout beer, Bravo Tango, meaning something like, quote, "Bravo Tango is how you pronounce the letters in military radio chatter. Go capture Point Bravo. We have enemy contact on Zulu and whiskey." Does it require that you have enemy contact at two individual locations, but not more? And a separate target location at that? Okay, it is very specific, I'd say. Funny thing is that it is army slang, but their logo depicts an F-4U Corsair military aircraft from World War II and the Korean War. The ingredients in the Bravo Tango are probably water, barley malt, wheat malt, hop, and yeast. The beer is barrel aged in bourbon barrels. It is an export edition, whatever that implies. I have no idea what the expiration date on this particular beer is, but it is probably pretty far into the future, given the very high ABV level on this beer. Today it is late October 2023, but the beer was bought in June this same year. The Bravo Tango beer assortment comes in a size 47.3 centiliters, i.e. a 16 liquid ounces can. The label on the can is black in color with a golden text. The logo is pretty prevalent on the can, and it depicts an F-4U Corsair aircraft from World War II, and the name of the brewery in a circle around it. Bravo Tango costs a whopping 60 kronor at Systembolaget. That is about $5.50. That is $1.38 per every 4 ounces of beer. The preferred serving temperature on this beer assortment is, according to Systembolaget, 12 to 14 degrees Celsius, i.e. about 54 to 57 degrees Fahrenheit. The brewery says nothing about preferred serving temperatures. Bravo Tango, or Bravo Tango, has got an 11% ABV level. 11%. How about the experience then? Can't really open it fully. Now I can. Yeah. It's got a 2 fingers tall head, and it's, let's see, I'm sorry, I couldn't turn on the light. I've been vacuuming, so the contact is out of the socket. But it's dark, very dark. Pitch black, I'd say. And the foam is a little bit brownish too, almost. It's got a good aroma, sweet aroma. First impression is that I really like this beer, and I would hope so for that price tag. It's rich, of course. Is it bread like? Wort bread. I'd say, yeah, perhaps, but not quite. It's more beer like than bread like, for sure. It's a yeasty. Not very. No, I wouldn't say. But it's malty. And taste of my palate is... Well... Some sugary taste. Brown sugar. I'd say it's more sweet than dry, of course. It's sweet. It's not very bitter. I wouldn't say, but pretty hoppy. Is it candy like? Almost. Almost, but not quite. It's not very fruity. More sugary, and maybe some spices. The undertone is a little bit like licorice, like perhaps carbonation level is I don't know. Not yet, anyway. It's not exactly creamy, but it's smooth. Maybe creamy even. Yeah, you could say creamy. You could say it's creamy. Yes. It's not as creamy as a Guinness, but it's creamy. Or smooth, whatever you wish to say, call it. Try it yourself. It's not acidic, and there are no aberrations. And they certainly have brewed this beer, even though it's 11% ABV level. So it's brewed. There's no liquor poured in it to make it stronger. And it's dark roasted, of course. I don't think it's filtered, no. It's well balanced. Let's see if there are any other tastes or flavors in it. It's a little bit banana-like, I think. It's a sweetness in it. Very soft sweetness. Even some honey-like taste in it. Usually I'd say that there's coffee taste, but in stouts perhaps. But yes, a little bit. A little bit. I'd say I'm not sure whether there's raisin or vanilla in it, but you could say that it tastes like it anyway, like vanilla taste anyway. What about grading then? How many devils do I grade this beer? I grade this beer 10 devils out of 10 possible. It's that good. And for that price tag, you'd expect it too. Okay, absolutely don't drink and operate heavy machines, military or civilian. Drink responsibly or not at all. Don't drink at all if you're underage or pregnant. What are Israel's options? The following is a World Israel News quotation from October 16, 2023. Quote, Israeli Energy Minister Israel Katz said Thursday that the restrictions on Gaza would remain in place until Hamas frees the estimated 150 hostages it abducted on October 7. And is holding there. Not a single switch will be flipped on, not a single faucet will be turned on, and not a single fuel truck will enter until the Israeli hostages are returned home, Katz said on social media. End quote. So what are Israel's options? Option one. They can make sure Israel will never again be a victim of an invasion from Hamas or Palestine by refusing to turn on the water, electricity, or letting in fuel trucks into Gaza. However, this comes at a hefty price tag. This option isn't in Biden's interest, nor is it in the EU's interest or even Russia's interest. As a matter of fact, it isn't in any country in the world's interest. Thus, it gets problematic as the Gaza residents start dying of thirst and unclean water in the hundreds of thousands. And what if it suddenly starts raining halfway through the blockade? What implications will follow from that? People can survive maybe 3 days without any water. But they can survive a month without any food, but with water. The first people to start dying from dehydration will be the Israeli hostages. So turning off the faucets for the water option isn't the best option for keeping the Israeli hostages alive. Option 2. Israel can do the other thing and open all business with Palestine as the war progresses. As World Israel News published on October 17, quote, Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Nasser Kanani spoke at a news conference in Tehran. Fast forward in the article. Hamas officials stated that they are ready to take necessary measures to release the citizens and civilians held by resistance groups, but their point was that such measures require preparations that are impossible under daily bombardment by the Zionists against various parts of Gaza, Kanani said, end quote. Comment. It is probably true that the Israeli bombardment makes it more or less impossible to take necessary measures to release the citizens and civilians held by resistance groups. Quote continued. Hamas has said previously it will trade the captives for thousands of Palestinians held by Israel in the kind of loop-sided exchange deals that have been reached in the past. End quote. Comment. This too comes at a high cost, for obvious reasons. If Israel do release thousands of Palestinians held by Israel, and they are held for a good reason, in return for Hamas releasing their hostages, you end up with more Israelis killed in the long run than if you refused the Palestinian offer. But the long-term loss is dwarfed by the short-term gain in most people's opinion. Kanani continues, quote, Iran has warned it could enter the war as well if Israel launches a widely anticipated ground offensive in the Gaza Strip in the coming days. Already the Lebanese Shiite terrorist group Hezbollah, which is also sponsored by Iran, has launched missiles into Israel, though it insists that that represents a warning for Israel rather than its full entry into the war. End quote. Option 3. Israel can turn on the water to Gaza now, but keep the electricity shut and most of the fuel trucks away from Palestine. This is exactly what Israel has done. This option may be the best option to slowly put on more pressure on the Hamas to release the Israeli hostages. The EU probably will meddle in the conflict by sending aid to Gaza anyway. It is also better for keeping Iran out of the conflict in the short term, when the Israelis don't yet know how many parties they are going to have to fight. Israel may also be able to use electricity and fuel as a bargaining chip, as opposed if they just stubbornly declared it shut off. Furthermore, in a scenario where the Israelis do shut off all electricity to Gaza, which they have done, they will lose face if the outer world demands that they turn on the electricity and the Israelis eventually cave in. This would inevitably lead to that Hamas declares victory. Of course, it would be nonsense to every rational man, but psychologically it will be a landslide victory for Hamas when combined with the moral support of the outside world for Palestine, if there is any moral support for Palestine. But suppose the Israelis refuse to turn electricity on and refuse to let in fuel trucks into Gaza. What would happen? Probably the Abrams Accord will come to a crashing halt as Saudi Arabia eventually abandons the peace deal completely. It would be a calamity for the US. The US needs something to happen now. This is their one chance to save their nation with any credibility in their favor. Credibility is the number one US asset. Having the moral high ground, meaning the art of eating the cookie and still have it in keeps. Biden is fighting hard to keep it. The alternative to keeping the moral high ground is grand-scale Third World War. It may lead to a world war anyway, but there is probably no plan for it. Biden is still trying to pursue a limited war. Albeit, Biden has the help of another great thinker, Blinken, Anthony Blinken, but he is still limited in his cognition in his cognition like everybody else's, and he must simultaneously fight for his country domestically too. Netanyahu hasn't been making it easy for Biden. And then there is the matter of what regional players like Russia and Turkey do if the Israelis refuse the Gaza residents' electricity and fuel. A quotation from the October 16 WIN article, quote, "The intelligence minister, whose office focuses exclusively on Iran, declined to discuss the colossal intelligence failure which allowed Hamas's unprecedented slaughter of Israeli civilians, saying the focus now necessarily needed to be winning the war," end quote. Israel can still and should still be focusing on winning the war, even if they turn on water to the Gazans. But the Israelis need to think further ahead. My name is Roger Klang, and the source for this is World Israel News. Thank you, and see you later, alligator, at a while, crocodile.